This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program, launching into the second hour of Free Talk Live, where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Although so far tonight, the discussion has centered around families, and specifically whether or not people feel comfortable with children and adults in a family kissing on the lips. Apparently what brought this controversy to the forefront in the last 24 hours or so, to 48 hours, has been a video recently posted about the football player Tom Brady and a, I guess, an interaction with his son. We could probably play the audio again if necessary here. It's fairly short, and it is Brady is getting a massage in what appears to be one of the rooms of his home. His son opens the door and asks a question about some kind of fantasy football. And then Brady proceeds to beckon him to, you know, give him something for this. Well, let me play the audio here for you.
So.
Oh, hello. I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
You know, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a peck.
Who's your fantasy quarterback, Jack?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's having a good game.
That's it. So that is the controversial subject here. A approximately 2 second long, if that, kiss directly on the lips by the son of this football player, Tom Brady. And Mark, you've been fired up about this because you say this is how you were raised. You were raised with your parents kissing you on the lips, and you are raising your son in that way. You said this is something that, you know, people just generally don't see, so therefore they don't talk about it. But now people are talking about it, and an unscientific poll on the Today Show website said about 70% said this was totally fine.
Yep.
To kiss a kid on the lips if you're their parents, and others were saying they're uncomfortable by this.
Right. This on my feed, I'm not going to give everybody's name here on
this
my feed.
This is you posting on your Facebook.
Right. I don't think that they had the expectation that they were going to be spread far and wide, so I'm not going to do all that. But Anthony says, not sure it's okay to kiss any child of any gender on the lips at any age. Agree with some others here. Forehead is fine. So forehead's fine, lips not.
Okay.
In regards to some other opinions, so the opinion is that if a child will stop kissing their parent when they're ready. I question the wisdom of depending on the judgment of a child to set your moral compass. Somebody says, it's not a moral question. He says, how is whether kissing a child on the lips is not a moral question?
Okay.
So clearly,
I wish somebody could explain that to me here on the phone. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'd like to know what is immoral about it. Because the suggestion, I think, there, and again, this person isn't here to defend themselves, so all we have to go on is what they've written here.
Yeah.
But it seems like the unspoken suggestion is that kissing is inherently sexual, and so therefore...
Kissing on the lips is inherently sexual.
Okay, that's what this person believes. Some others might say that any form of kissing would be. But
somebody
yes,
out there will say that.
Is inherently sexual, and so therefore that's why it's immoral.
Yes, that's correct. Some things are sexual, some things aren't. Kissing on the lips happens often during sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why people choose to conflate it as sexual stuff.
Frequently it can happen as a lead-up to sex. Yeah.
What I say it is that personally, the evidence here, when you look at this poll, if this poll is anywhere near accurate as far as America's belief regarding kissing kids on the lips, because in this poll they say that it's 70% say it's okay to kiss on the lips, and then another percentage says it's okay to kiss on the lips as long as they're not of a certain age, and another percentage says sometimes. So it's only 7% of people say no.
Shouldn't intentions matter here? I mean, as far as whether it's sexual or not, to me that's a big factor. You know, what is your intention when you're kissing? Are you kissing this person because they're your child and you love them?
But the point I was trying to make on this is that I think that somebody who's sort of messed up sexually along the line, whether it's, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the person with the opinion. It could be one of their ancestors who's like, no kissing of the lips of the children. No. Mm-hmm. Nine kissing. Right. That person, there's something wrong there. And to my mind, and that's why you have such a small percentage on this poll that says mm-hmm. never. It's just never acceptable. Because everybody says, basically, here you've got 70% plus 6% plus 17% say sometimes, either yes or when they're of a certain age. So at some point, kissing kids on the lips is okay by 90-plus percent of the respondents on this list.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. If you want to jump in here and share your opinion, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Duke. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Duke.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
About the kissing thing with Brady and his son, I think it's just, I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 1960. And when we were little kids, I'm talking like from when you're born until maybe you're like 10 years old, it was a common thing to kiss. It shows your parents love you and you love your parents. Like a little kid runs up and he kisses his dad goodnight and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a natural thing. We've just evolved into a society where they kind of scrutinize everything that a person does, you know, which is just incredible. I mean, we need 3 bathrooms right now. You know what I mean? So I don't understand, like, what the big deal is. He loves his son. Brady's a great guy. And why not? The kid's going to get a ton of money when his dad leaves him an inheritance.
Let me ask you this. Who's the quarterback for the Eagles?
Foles? Yeah.
If you saw a video of Foles, whomever this is, shirtless, demanding a kiss from his son, how would you feel about that video?
If Foles was, it wouldn't matter if the guy was shirtless. It depends on, it depends on how old the kid is. If the kid's 14 years old, I think that's a problem. Okay, if the kid's a little kid,
he's 10 in this, 11, 10 or 11.
Oh, he loves his dad. I mean, they're a close family.
Why is it a problem at 14?
Well, I didn't say it was a problem. It just might be a little strange because as a kid gets older and they mature, they basically go their own ways. You know, they're like their own person. I don't know about you.
We had a caller earlier who said that he kissed his father up until he died. Mark, my co-host across from me, said the same thing.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I kissed my grandmother until she died.
On the lips?
She died. Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're just asking.
Yeah.
Because you were the guy who said it was weird at 14. You were the guy who said it was weird at 14, but that you would admit that you've done.
What I'm saying is for a man to kiss a man, unless you like that.
See, this is why I was wondering, what would the opinions be, and how would they differ if it was him and his daughter as opposed to him and his son? I was wondering, would people be more offended if it was his daughter or less offended? I imagine some people would be more offended and others less.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the relationship between a father and a daughter would be. So a lot of them are different. I would assume that it would be okay as long as she wasn't like 21 and he was sticking his tongue down her throat or something. You know what I mean? It all depends on how the guy's kissing her. I mean, did you kiss your aunt like on the cheek?
So we found the area where Mark says it's gone too far.
Right, tongues.
Tongue is too far.
Right, but yeah. I think that if you kiss your child, you're going to have a conversation about what to do with your tongue at some point or another because it's funny. To kiss mommy or daddy and stick your tongue out just before they
that never happened. No, I'm just saying.
Dude, thanks for the call today, man. I appreciate it.
And listen, hold on. Yeah. And it wasn't a long kiss. It was just a kiss, you know?
Yep.
It was about 2 seconds.
Right,
thank you, Duke, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gail. But for some people, it seemed like an eternity for them. Gail, you're on Free Talk Live listening in Kansas to KINA in Salina.
I do not believe that it is in anybody's business how the man gets his son. That was a private thing.
Well, it wasn't private. It was done on video. Hang on. I want to give you a chance to say everything you have to, so stand by, Gail. We're going to bring you back. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It was a camera in a place which would normally be private.
It's in his home.
In his home. It was an act that would normally be private, but in this case, everybody's got an opinion. More coming up.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can comment on whatever you want to discuss. We've mostly been talking about the controversy surrounding Tom Brady and his kiss with his son. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you got the Blink home security system installed at your house, right?
Yeah, it's here at the studio, too. And it's great because, basically, I'm able to tune in anytime I want to see what's going on at my house. And if there's motion at certain times, the cameras will click on, let me know what's going on at the house.
It sure will, and it's super easy to get set up. When you get your Blink cams, you unbox them, you pop the batteries in, because it's a wireless camera system, so you don't have to deal with any drilling of holes and running wires through walls and ceilings and all that. It's just super easy to get this set up. Within moments of unboxing it, you will be all set. And you set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a smartphone or tablet. Super easy and affordable. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of those wired cameras. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL like Free Talk Live to get yours as we continue here with Gail in Kansas. Gail, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hi there.
I just believe that, in my opinion, that people, government, state, and federal have stepped their life, their feet and their hands into everybody's life so much. If the parent feels comfortable with it and the child does, everybody else needs to keep their nose out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people obviously agree with you. It seems like people seem to enjoy getting into the business of other parents, whether it be having a controversy over Tom Brady's kissing style or whether it be letting parents have their kids walk home from school after the end of the school day or go to the park alone. I mean, we see this sort of over-parenting happening out there, and a lot of people are very, very frightened and demanding when it comes to how other people raise their kids. And it's just, to me, it just seems like it's none of your business.
That's right. They need to take care of their own and let other people take care of theirs.
Gail,
now, I'm very overprotected of my youngest one. We've got 8 children, and the last one is 11 years old. And I'm very overprotected of my child. But that does not mean that I'm a bad parent or I'm a better parent than somebody else.
Will you let your children go to the park alone?
Yes, I will.
All right.
But we live in a very, very small town.
Would it matter if it was a big city?
Yes, it would. I'd be with him.
Okay.
Yeah,
why?
I think that, I think people who live in small towns don't know. Like that, you can only give your opinion about where you live, Ian.
That's true.
Right? Like, I don't know how I would feel because, if my son went to the park in Beirut, right? Because I don't know. So I don't think you've asked a fair question. All you can say is that, look. The parenting style is needs to be modified for the kid, the location, the time, all these things. So
a big city parent who lets their kids go to the park alone might not want to let them go to the park alone in a rural area because they might be afraid they'll get mauled by a bear or something like that. So I guess everybody has their own opinions about what is and is not a safe thing to do. Gail, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, I had something else, but since you're all into this, I guess it's really going to blow people's minds. I think I should go to Finland and do a documentary on saunas and family life in Finland, and then get a shot of dad kissing his college age daughter in the sauna as she heads into the house to go get dressed and go off to school. Something like that really freaked people out. Huh?
Are you saying that's normal behavior? That's typical in Finland?
Yeah, I was trying to exaggerate and be funny, but because the two of them would be naked in the sauna when they gave the kiss. But in Europe, yeah, it's normal. I lived in Europe for a little over a year, and it's funny, Mark, that you would use the German accent to say there will be no kissing, because in Germany, in the German part of Europe where I was actually in Switzerland, but it was the Swiss German part. That the my girlfriend's dad and mom, they kissed their kids, and they were in their 20s, and the daughter, the son, didn't matter. Father, mother, same deal all around. Kiss on the lips, hello, goodbye, and that's normal. Actually, Americans are just way more uptight about everything.
I wonder who is uptight about this, because it came from somewhere. It's either from sort of repressed weirdos in our lineage somewhere along the line, and America has no shortage of those.
America has a big history of repression of sexuality.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it conflates in this area, or it's cultural from some particular culture that says, no, no, that's not acceptable.
First of all, the broadest category is humans are neurotic. Mm. If you watch humans behave as opposed to other animals, humans are far more neurotic in many different ways than any other animal you could possibly find, and you can actually drive other animals to neurosis. You know, for instance, putting them in a zoo, and the old style zoo where you see them pacing back and forth. That's a neurotic behavior from being caged unnaturally like that.
I wake my cat up every opportunity I get. If she has this habit of doing 45-minute wellness checks if I forget to close the door on the room. And so she'll come in, she'll wake me up, just make sure I'm okay, every 45 minutes throughout the entire night. And so... I wake her up every time I see that cat sleeping. I'm like, oh, time to get up, because I want her to sleep at night.
Funny you should mention that, because that's another piece of psychology I noticed when I heard the audio from that video and then I went and I actually looked at the video, and part of what Brady is doing there is exactly what you're doing with the cat. He's messing with his kid. Remember that Gisele Bündchen, she was socialized as a European. Her parents, her ancestors are from Germany. Her mother, her father, both from Germany, and they lived in Brazil. And so she was socialized as a European with the kissing and stuff. So that's probably part of it. But obviously in their household, they were giving kisses like that as part of that. And then another thing I noticed, I remember growing up that many, many different parents and especially moms, the kid would ask for something and the mom would go, or the dad, but it was actually more often the mom, she would ask her, so what do I get? Kid would come up, mom, can I have a cookie? And she'd pull out the cookie and give it, and what do I get? And it's half in fun, and half as a parent, getting the kiss that your kid will never automatically do unless you remind them, prompt them, you know what I mean?
Right, those kisses are so important to me. They are such an important part of my day. Some of the best parts of my day are when my son kisses me. And, sometimes he's not going to think to do that, for whatever reason, because he's caught up in his own little thing.
David,
I'm sure they're not as important to him as they are to me.
Thanks for calling in with the European perspective here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. And of course, a lot of this comes from fear and anger comes from the idea that kissing is inherently sexual, or as he pointed out with the naked family in the sauna in Europe, nakedness is inherently sexual. And I think these are two ideas that hopefully people will disabuse themselves of over time, but it's hard to get rid of these puritanical roots that Americans have. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program here in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in to join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. And also, make sure you start making plans for next year's Anarchapulco. Why next year's? Well, because this year sold out for the very first time ever. It's in its fourth year, which to get to sold out status in 4 years, I think is really good as far as a convention is concerned. That's a
need a bigger venue.
That's a convention that is catching on fire, and they are in a bigger venue this year. They're in the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. I was there briefly last year because it's like a company that owns 3 different resorts in the area. And so last year we were at a different one. But if you wanted to go to the beach, you had to go over and take a shuttle to the Princess. Beautiful location. There's going to be all kinds of great speakers there. And the good news is, if you didn't get your ticket, because, again, it's sold out, you will get to see the speakers like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, and more. You get to see all those great speakers on the website at anarchapulco.com. They're going to be streaming them live, unless, of course, something drastically goes wrong with the technology. It's expected to be live, at least, over at anarchapulco.com. If it's not live, you'll probably get it later on, because they are intending to put the speeches out there, which is awesome. Now, I don't know if the live music is going to be streamed live. I haven't heard that, but if you are there, you'll get to see Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's February 15th through the 18th, and it's happening, again, in Acapulco, Mexico. It's Anarchapulco, where they're going to be making anarchy great again. And Mark, you and I, we have the pleasure of once again being able to broadcast from the event. So we'll be heading out there in less than a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's great. It'll be great.
Anarchapulco.com. So we've been talking about things tonight here specifically related to, some would say, morality. Because they would call what the quarterback of the Patriots did with his son, which was a 2-second-long kiss in their home in front of a documentary crew the older Brady was receiving a massage in one of the rooms of his house. Some people have called this controversial because it was a kiss on the lips. Others have said that you shouldn't kiss your children at all. Others say you should kiss your kids and you should kiss them on the lips. So there's a large variety of experience and opinion on this particular subject. You're still certainly welcome to call about that. But also, since we've been talking about sort of the societal norms, I think that it behooves us to discuss the Free the Nipple trial that happened, an appeal in front of the New Hampshire Supreme Court that happened this week here. And I've got video, actually I've got audio from that video that I'm going to play. It's just a brief clip. It was a half-hour-long hearing where each side gets 15 minutes to argue in front of the court about an issue. And this issue is the ability for women to be topless in public, just as men are legally able to be topless.
Specifically on the beach, too, which is where men are topless.
They were arrested on the beach, but the ordinance applies to the entire city of Laconia. So this is one of the smaller cities in New Hampshire. And ladies were arrested for this, for not putting their tops back on when requested to do
so. It's not like they ran into a preschool and shook them around or anything like that. They were on the beach, just like men are on the beach. Yeah. The thing is they weren't doing anything different than somebody with a different chromosomal makeup.
So we can talk about all that here and what it means, you know, is it moral, immoral? You can share your thoughts here. Is this somehow going to damage you or your children if they see a lady and her breasts on the beach? Let's go first, though, to Carlos in Michigan, listening to WSJM-FM. Hello, Carlos.
Yes, this is, I've got mixed emotions on the Brady kiss thing.
Okay.
One of my favorite movies was The Godfather, and for those of you that have seen it, you probably recall Al Pacino kissing his brother on the lips after his brother double-crossed him and said, "You broke my heart," and I don't think anybody would have ever picked on Al Pacino, but
okay.
This is a different situation, and I think you have to look at, you almost have to look at each case, each on its own merit, and I'm not trying to pass judgment on Tom Brady. For example, if you have a child that's male or female, and if they're, say, 2 or 3 years old, and they come running up to you and say, "Daddy," and they kiss you on the lips, you know, a peck on the lips, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, either male or female, you know, or either parent.
Right, because they're barely male or female at that point.
Yeah, but in this case, we're talking about, you know, Tom Brady is getting a massage,
yep.
And I guess he's bare-chested, which his son has probably seen him bare-chested before.
Yep, probably.
And his son is 10 years old, and I guess it's the whole circumstances around the thing that just doesn't quite seem right.
What is it that doesn't seem right, though? I mean, exactly.
Well, I guess one would probably be the age. If it were, and maybe the length of time. If Tom Brady, say, was at home watching TV, and his son says, "Well, I'm gonna go play with my friends," and bends over and kisses him on the lips, and then goes out and plays with his friends. You know what I mean? If it's like a peck thing. But
so you felt that the 2-second-long kiss was too long?
Yeah, that kind of seems like it. You know, plus him being laying there getting a massage and bare-chested.
I'll concede this point is that you know, there's that it didn't make for the greatest television in the sense of...
Oh, I think it did. Look how people are riled up about it.
For Tom Brady. Like
people are talking about it.
I guess it's not the most bland television. How's that?
That's what you want with television. You would have had interesting television.
And not been Tom Brady, right? Like, so Tom Brady's a good-looking guy from what I hear. And he's certainly tall and he's a good-looking guy.
He's with a supermodel, right? Hey, Carlos, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it.
And the idea... You know, here he is, bare-chested, getting rubbed on, getting the rub down going.
Yeah. By a man, by the way.
Yeah, by a guy, which, you know, I can understand why somebody
they're
would want
a
massage from somebody with a little more upper body strength. Yeah. Not to besmirch any of the masseuses out there.
Yeah. This is clearly not an erotic massage.
No, it's... well,
there's no happy ending.
So to some people, every massage is erotic, right? To some people, every kiss on the lips is erotic. That's
what we're talking about here,
is that we're interpret what's going on. They don't have to. Some people are choosing to interpret this in a way that...
Some people could just say, hey, that's his family, that's what they do. It's none of my business.
Well, that's pretty much what I say here. Ultimately, it's like, well, you know, I can see why somebody would say, look, there's a dickering here. There's a bargaining for this kiss. You shouldn't be teaching your kids to bargain. I can see why people would say, he's getting a little old, he's getting close to puberty or whatever. But all of those things... Well, not all of them. The one thing, the bargaining, first off, life is bargaining. It's all bargaining. You're trying to keep somebody happy in one way or another so that they give you more things or whatever. Ultimately, it's all a negotiation. And one could make the argument that Tom Brady and his people are just showing their son and children how to properly negotiate, how to keep up familial relationships, things like that. So I'll make that argument. On the other side, you know, people are, it's just they're putting their opinion on mouth kissing on somebody else. And I get it. I can see why they choose to do that. At some point or another, a sexual act is in fact sexual, right? Like there's a point in the continuum where some act is actually sexual. Tom Brady was, you know, had a shirt off and he kissed his son on the lips. To me, those things are not sexual. Here I am running around all the time with a chest, whether I have a shirt on it or not. Yeah. So not sexual. That's just normal behavior. I kiss my son on the lips. Never been sexual. It's not. It doesn't even cross my mind. And the fact that it crosses yours says something to me about you, not me. Is kind of how
sure,
I feel about
absolutely.
This.
A lot of people are projecting here.
My family's open. We use the bathroom with the door open, and we don't have
a big
house.
Do you have sex with the door open?
No.
Okay, then. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it's a tough thing to do to open up your bathroom door. That's something that is another issue. And I've been doing that here at the studio, and people are bothered by it. It's Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you, my killing. 47 here on LRN.FM. We can kill the faucet, be color five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated, whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we finally found Mark's line a moment ago. It was that you go to the bathroom with a door open in your own home, and that's fine.
My son doesn't.
Your son doesn't.
He
but you and your, you and your wife do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting that he's a little more conservative about that than you guys.
He's probably
are.
Sick and tired of these weirdos and their habits.
And then here at the LRN studio, which is where I live, we've had an open door policy here since the days where Derek J was living, when Derek and I decided during one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals when he was doing his show, Flaming Freedom, and the issue came up about going to the bathroom with the door open was when we realized that it was a mutual interest of ours to do that here, because I think it has to do with why people close the door is because, you know, they're ashamed of either the act that they're committing in there, or that just their naked body. You know, one or the other would be my guess. And you know, when
maybe they're just trying to spare us.
One of the good things about closing the door is it may keep the smell in a little bit better. Maybe, you know, if like the window's open or something like that.
So, yeah, that seems like a good thing.
So that's a possible reason to keep it closed. But it was an
can
interesting.
Can you do me a
time.
Favor and close it while I'm here?
Nope.
Okay.
No. So anyway, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're watching us on the Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Hey, Gene.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the topless ladies.
Okay, and, yeah.
something that I think that every lady should be allowed to do. I mean, we guys go topless, and some of us have some pretty big boobs, you know.
Absolutely.
They're a little hairier than the ladies, but I think that to make a big deal out of a woman's breasts is kind of, it's just ancient. I mean, I don't understand why people do this. There are places where people go completely naked, and they have children there, and they have stores and shops and all kinds of things where people can go without any clothes on. So,
now where are these places?
Idea,
are these, is this Europe, or is this nudist colonies? Where are you describing where people can just go naked and shop?
I guess most likely Europe. I think there's some down near Mexico.
And is it something where you see a large number of people that are doing that, or is it just like one or two people in a crowd?
No, there's one particular place I know of in France where it can be like 20,000 people on the beach at any given time, and they also have a shop area with stores, grocery stores, restaurants, everything you can imagine.
Now, the issue, of course, is hygiene and cleanliness. I mean, I'm with you on, hey, people should be able to be naked. That's cool. But when you go and you sit down on, let's say, a seat on which somebody who is completely naked has just sat, there could be some issues with, transfer of bodily fluids without consent.
Well, I mean, if you think about some of these
They've already thought of how to deal with that.
Yeah. And how is that? The maitre d' comes over and wipes it down?
The nudists typically either will bring a towel with them and they sit on the towel,
okay,
or they wear a sarong type thing around their waist.
All right.
Okay. Got it.
So that's already been dealt with.
Sounds like a solution.
Next.
Okay. Hey, I got no objection here. I'm not going to bring you a list of objections. I'm in favor of people disfantasizing nudity or dissexualizing nudity, because ultimately
there are
it's
children,
not sexual.
They have babies all the way up to grandfathers, grandmothers, and nobody makes a big deal out of it. It's only because we make such a big deal out of it that it becomes sexualized,
right,
or something that's prohibited or whatever.
Absolutely true. And that's, unfortunately, it's going to continue because we are still, even though it's the 21st century here, 2018, there's still culturally, and at least in the United States, a very big kind of Puritan influence, I think, from the past.
And it's only getting worse because since the 60s, I've seen this puritanical idea take over, and
really?
It's crazier than it was in the 60s. I don't understand how we've managed to go backwards.
Really?
But we have.
That's interesting that you say that, because, you know, we are seeing things that are happening out there. It seems like people are getting a little bit more sexually liberated. Maybe I'm
pendulum
wrong.
Pendulum swings tend to do this. So what you'll find is a generation goes, too far, whatever too far might be.
And then they cover up.
And then their progeny comes back a little bit. And then the next generation after that goes a little farther, and their progeny comes back. And that's what one might call progress. Now, I'm not sure.
I mean, has the thong gone out of style? I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time on the beach.
I don't know. I mean, I was just on the beach recently, but I didn't notice any thongs.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are we back to one-piecers, though? I mean, as far as women are concerned.
Women with great bodies are going to show them off if they get the opportunity, generally.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have the situation today, which we did 100 years ago, where you had
notice.
The police out on the beach with a measuring tape, making sure that there wasn't too much ankle showing.
I did notice. There is a new style of bathing suit out there. This is for me, by the way, folks. This may not be new for you. And I noticed while I was out there is that I would call them boy shorts, so the tops are the way the tops are, but the bottoms
on a woman?
On a woman.
Okay.
Who cares about men's bathing suits, Ian?
Look, you go out there wearing a Borat suit and the wrong thing falls out, somebody's going to care about it.
Yeah, no man's doing that.
There were actually a group of them arrested, I think, in like Kazakhstan or something like that.
Great. I'm not talking about
Europe.
Kazakhstan.
I
was in Broward County. So, anyway.
That's a common bathing suit in Europe.
Great. So this bottom is basically it's a wide belt area below the navel, but it gets very thin down the part that goes between the legs.
Okay.
So it shows a great deal of buttocks underneath, but not on top, if that makes sense.
I guess I'd have to see it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how I see it.
Anyway, I think the whole nonsense about nudity should go out the window. These people, I mean, even if you look at the old artists and stuff, the old the old drawings and paintings and stuff, they all had nudity in them. They had sexual organs showing. People, I don't understand where they've gotten.
Right, and there was almost never sex actually happening, right? It was just naked people in a painting. It wasn't a sexual painting.
You can still see them today, and it's called art. But if you try to do it on the street, all of a sudden you get arrested.
Oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden you're trying to poison children's minds or something. Gene, I appreciate the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got the phone lines. We've also got our Discord, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, Gene is one of the regulars hanging out in there. And also, he's regularly found in our Twitch chat room as well. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us live in HD quality over Twitch. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio. I've been meaning to welcome our newest radio affiliates here tonight, and I should say new old radio affiliates because we've been on before on WNTK-FM in New London.
I remember those calls, yeah.
And also WUVR in the Upper Valley up in Lebanon in that area of New Hampshire. UVR is available on AM and FM and WNTK-FM only. So it's great to be back on in the Upper Valley and back where we were originally. We were probably, it's probably been a decade because I think we had gotten on those stations in like 2005, right before we moved up to New Hampshire. And then things happen in the radio business. We have a very easy contract. We're the easiest, probably the easiest going contract in radio syndication. And because of that, that means that when a station needs to cut a show, sometimes we're the show that gets cut. Even though the listeners were interacting and talking with us all the time off, from that station, they got rid of us because they needed to run a Glenn Beck refeed, because Glenn Beck, the company that runs his show, crams down a refeed on their stations. Meaning
right, you sign this contract, you're taking this refeed.
Right. If you want us weekdays, you've got to play us on the weekends too, even though it's not live. So that's why we got bumped. But now we're back. And so it's great to be back on WNTK and WUVR. You can join us here. We're talking about morality, nudity, sexuality. You can bring up what you want. Andy's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, we're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Here in Central Virginia, there's a place, Ivor, Virginia, there's a nudist colony. It's got a funny name. It's called the Whitetail Resort. But it's a family. Yeah, I know. It's kind of the pun.
It is funny.
You know, in this city. But each year I go to Florida down to the Canaveral National Seashore, and they have a nudist beach down there, clothing optional.
Really?
That's a very sexualized beach down there.
It's a sexualized beach.
Yeah, there's a lot of, gay men. There are a lot of gay men that go.
Are you saying that they are having sex on the beach?
That happened in Lido Beach, Florida.
All right, stand by, Andy. If you want to continue the discussion, you're welcome to. Just have to hang through the news. More here in moments. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live. Hour 3, next.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.